Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Exodus chapter 20, reading portions of verses 1 to 17. And God spoke all these words, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder, commit adultery, steal, give false testimony against your neighbor, covet. Whose words matter most? The government's? The scientists? The experts? Your loved ones? What about your words? Some would say that your words matter most. Find your voice. Speak out. It will empower you. However, God's words matter most. Society can say that morality evolves over time. We can tell ourselves that right and wrong are determined by our own feelings in the moment. But God's words matter most. God spoke these words, I am the only God. Worship me alone. Trust and honor my name alone. Give credence to my word above all other words. Honor the earthly authorities I have set up at home, in church, and in government. Respect and preserve the gift of life, regardless of its quality. Respect and keep pure the gifts of marriage and sexuality. Respect the possessions God gave others and practice wise stewardship of what God gives you. Keep the good name of others intact. Guard even your thoughts, lest they dishonor God or display lovelessness for others. These are God's 10 commandments. Those are God's words. They matter most. They determine what is right and wrong, for everyone, no matter what our feelings. When God speaks, we are silent. We recognize our sin. We admit our faults. We confess that God is right and we are in the wrong. But God isn't done speaking. He also speaks His love. His Word became flesh. His Son was born for us. God spoke that we are forgiven when Jesus died in our place. God spoke that we are justified, not guilty, by His Son's resurrection from death. God speaks to you, I love you. I forgive you. Do not be afraid. I hold you in my hand. By faith in my Son, Jesus, heaven is yours. You are mine. God's words about right and wrong, and above all, His words about His love and forgiveness in Jesus, matter most. We would be wise to listen and adhere to them. Dear Father, everyone wants their say in today's world. My sinful nature wants to speak up as well. But when you speak, I see my sin. When you speak, I know your love and forgiveness in Christ. Let your words dwell in my heart. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.